Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Simon Green, a.k.a. Bonobo, is back after 5 years with a new album, Fragments. Let's listen to a track from the new release. This is Day by Day. Got lost in the groove there. That's Day by Day off Bonobo's new album, Fragments. The LA-based DJ and producer has been making music since growing up in his native UK when he borrowed his dad's drum machines and played the bass in a band with his friends. Then in 2001, he signed for the label Ninja Tune, where he has continued to put out records and tour for more than 20 years. Now in 2017, because of the exhaustion of touring, some personal loss, the election of Donald Trump, he took some time off from making music, but now is back. And with me now to talk about his new album, Fragments, this is Simon Green, a.k.a. Bonobo. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am great, after that groove especially. Okay, so in my reading about this particular record, you use modular synthesizers for this album. For the unfamiliar, what is that?
So I guess that, it's a format of synthesizers where it's a little more DIY and you're kind of building these systems yourself. And it's very sort of, you know, it's like an infinite combination of little noise making instruments, and it can be this big polyphonic cacophony or it can just be one little sound. So it's just a very like DIY way of sort of generating interesting textures and tones. And, it's also a good way to sort of kickstart ideas and, you know, creative momentum.
When you're working with a synthesizer and you're working with samples, what are you looking for when you're trying to find the right sample for your music?
I'm just kind of looking for interesting textures and tones. And really, I mean, I'm essentially working in loops. So anything that I think could be reharmonized, or I'm looking for something that could be really sort of taken out of context. Mm. So recontextualizing sound is a really big thing as well. It's kind of the making it sound unrecognizable from its original source, or just sort of reimagining a sound a different way. That could kind of be from anything, really. It can be from sort of quite abstract sounds to sort of a more kind of recognizable instrument.
When you say reimagining, do you already have something in your mind, in your ear, that you know you want it to sound like, or does the sound occur and you say, yes, that's it?
It's probably the second one, yeah. I mean, I find that most of what I do is a product of experimentation. It's sort of like trying to find little things that sort of spark an interest and just sort of seeing where they can go, at least at the beginning, before, you know, that's how sort of I get ideas started, is to work that way. And then once something's a little more, you know, something's taken a bit more of a shape, then I kind of think about how this might end up being a song structure or something, like a, you know, a fuller through composed piece.
Let's play a piece of a song, and then we could talk about the sample on the other side. We're going to play Otomo. What would you like our audience to listen for as we check out about a minute and a half of this track?
I think, well, this one started with a sample. It was I guess you said we're going to talk about it after, but yeah, it was a Bulgarian choir recorded from sometime in the 20s. There's a lot of folk archive recording, but that was the starting point of this. I kind of pulled that sample into my laptop and started kind of playing some sort of key parts around it and reharmonizing and sort of figuring out a way that it might sort of, you know, be taken in a different direction. And that was the starting point of it, at least.
Well, let's hear what you did with this. This is Otomo from Bonobo's new album, Fragments.
Thank you.
I love the turn that takes. You think you're going one direction, and then it hangs a hard right.
Yeah, it's quite a loud moment that happens. Probably one of the loudest moments on the record, actually.
My guest is Simon Green, a.k.a. Bonobo. The new album is called Fragments. It is out today. We are having an All of It listening party. So I understand that you lived on the East Coast. You spent time in New York. Now you're based in L.A. I'm going to ask you about how you're creative on each coast. What's similar about the way you're creative in New York and L.A., and what's different?
I think they're quite similar. I mean, I think like the environment that I really create in is sort of between everywhere, you know. Well, especially before 2020, I was kind of making most, at least starting most ideas on the road, because I was spending so much time traveling and touring. You know, I'd be making music on a laptop in an airport or wherever it would be, in a sort of hotel lobby. So yeah, I think there's a kind of comparative thing between each side. But yeah, I think when I was living in Brooklyn, it was a different environment. You know, there's a lot more noise. You know, it's a noisier headspace. Whereas here, there's room to spread out. So, but I don't know which one has an effect on in which direction. But
How about whether you're in one place or on the move? Because the way you just described in hotel lobbies and airports when you're touring versus how we have all been relatively in one place for a long period of time.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's been difficult. And most of this record was made in that environment. So I had to really find kind of, you know, sort of creative stimulation elsewhere, because usually there is that noise of the world and you're traveling and there's things to sort of bounce off and have ideas from. But this time I had to sort of manufacture them a little bit more by sort of getting out and sort of, you know, Southern California has a lot of great kind of nature and wilderness. So I was kind of getting out into the mountains a little bit and driving out towards Utah and exploring all of this sort of very like alien terrain. Well, for me it is, because I'm from, you know, south of England, so we don't really have these sort of like big red deserts, but it was really interesting to get out there and see these kind of these spaces and trying to take something away from it.
My guest is Simon Green, a.k.a. Bonobo. The new album is called Fragments. We're having an All of It listening party, so let's listen to another track. This track has a lot of harp on it. We're going to play Counterpart. Who is playing the harp?
So the harp is from a session I did with a harpist in Los Angeles called Laura Sagomi. And that was kind of the first process, was recording, almost like recording a solo harp record before, as a sort of precursor to going and sort of sampling it and using it as a source to create a lot of other parts in the record, rather than sort of recording a part specifically for a song. It was more a case of like, let's kind of get a lot of source material and then use that as a starting point for other things. So this is one of those tracks, and it's gone through, again, all these sort of modular synths to make it sound like a little more sort of refracted. That was where the harp was from.
Here's Counterpart from Fragments. counterpart from the album Fragments from Bonobo, a.k.a. Simon Green. I want to ask you about another one of your collaborators, multi-instrumentalist and composer Miguel Atwood Ferguson. He's worked with Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Anderson .Paak. Where did you get the idea to add Miguel's string playing to the album?
I was a fan of Miguel. I mean, I've heard his work, like his solo work and also his collaborative stuff as well. And he's worked with people like Flying Lotus and Thundercat. And just, you know, so he's part of the kind of fabric of like the Los Angeles music community. And I really wanted to do something with him. So we kind of, you know, we managed to kind of meet up last year and just sort of go out for some walks and sort of discuss music. And then, you know, he sort of, composed some parts and did some string arrangements for some of the songs, and it just sort of seemed to sort of fit really well and sort of really kind of completed the record.
Let's listen to some of the strings now. This is Elysian from Bonobo's new album, Fragments. Like about the combination of strings and electronic music?
I think that's like a real, you know, I think with sort of synthesis as well, there's a real common sort of texture between them. And I think there's like, there's sort of the merging bridge between acoustic sound and synthetic sound. And I think it's just sort of like finding that balance between them. And I kind of layer up both at the same time. So it really, it's sort of indistinguishable, but there's always that kind of that human element that will also come through with live streams as well. But it's nice to kind of like try and process them together and see what happens.
My guest is Simon Green, a.k.a. Bonobo. We're talking about the new album, Fragments, which is out today. Singer and poet Jamila Woods is featured on the album. What is it you like about her work?
I just lyrically, I think she's really, really interesting, and I loved her first album, and I just think she has like a very sort of great delivery of telling stories, and especially this one, it was sort of like the nature of kind of people being transient and the nature of sort of cycles and tides, and that was something that I really kind of connected to when she did this song.
This is Tides.
We cloud people, we live in gray. What we don't need, release and rain. We cloud people, we never stay.
That's Tides from the new album Fragments. I'm speaking with Simon Green, a.k.a. Bonobo. So you've announced a tour starting in February. I think you're going to be in our neck of the woods, February 25th in New York City. And you're putting together a full band. What are your hopes for this tour?
Yeah. I mean, the full band thing is something I've been doing since the mid-2000s. So it's just sort of, it gets attenuated slightly with each record because there's a different palette of sounds on each record. So this one is going to be a sort of a version of the show that was happening last time around Migration. But I'm really interested to see how it's going to go. I mean, there's going to be a big visual element of this one as well. We're working with these video artists called Strange Loop. So it's going to be like a very sort of immersive show. And there's going to be, yeah, a full band. And we're kind of working it out now. I guess there's sort of a lot of variables because of, you know, things, especially globally, you know, sort of certain borders are closing and opening. And, you know, so there's this sort of new element of things kind of being very vulnerable now and getting cancelled and postponed. And so we'll see. But we're kind of just going sort of ahead, as assuming that it's all going to be okay.
Yes. Don't say the C word. We're not saying the cancelled word.
No.
The name of the album.
None of the C words.
None of them. The name of the album is Fragments. It's out today. My guest has been Simon Green. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Let's go out on Sapien from Fragments. And that is all of it for this week. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you. I'll meet you back here next time.